When Juneau's Valley Youth Club closed late last month, it left more than 60 families looking for new after-school options for their kids. It also exposed what many Juneau parents have long known: child care is hard to come by in the capital city. KTOO's Casey Kelly reports.
It's story time for a group of Glacier Valley Elementary School kindergartners in the Juneau School District's Rally program. Rally offers before and after school care for kids through the fifth grade. Coordinator Wayne Hickson says enrollment is up 2 to 3% since last fall, when all of the district's elementary schools went to an 8 a.m. start time. He says there are now close to 450 families with at least one child in the program.
Some of it is, I think, people started to realize that there's been a big change, obviously, in the elementary level with the new starting in school early and early out. And I think parents were just sorting out how they're going to have their children cared for after school.
Rally was supposed to pick up some of the slack when the Valley Youth Club closed, but Hickson says only 5 to 7 kids from the club transferred over to Rally.
Parents don't always tell us why they're enrolling, so there's no way to know unless they specifically mention. We try to track a little bit, but as near as I can get to, that's about how many we picked up.
Seven-year-old Linnea Sutek used to go to the Valley Youth Club. Today she's playing computer games at her kitchen table after school.
I died!
Carrie McMullen is Linnea's mom and the former manager of the Valley Youth Club back when it was the Boys and Girls Club of Juneau. Since the club closed, McMullen has had to take off work in order to watch her three children. Her ex-husband has them Monday afternoon and every other Tuesday, but the rest of the week they're home with mom. McMullen says she looked at Rally and private daycare and decided it would be easier on the pocketbook to take care of the kids herself.
For us, in talking to the kids' dad, we just knew that we weren't going to be able to afford the Rally fees for two children. And then the other part is that we have an 11-year-old that's in sixth grade, and he's not quite 12, which is the age that you can leave at home alone.
McMullen also says she was worried about what would happen this summer when the Rally program doesn't offer childcare. Her employer, Center for Community, allows her to make up some of her hours on weekends, and her parents are able to look after the kids when she absolutely has to be at work. But McMullen says her children miss going to the club. 11-year-old Taylor agrees.
There was a lot of other stuff we could do there, like we would have friends, we would have art activities, we would have a lot of sports to play, like basketball or football.
Former city manager Kevin Ritchie says, unfortunately, McMullen's situation is not unique. Valley Youth Club operator Juneau Youth Services hired Ritchie to write a report about childcare options in Juneau. What he found is a lot of services being duplicated by various providers.
Because there really wasn't sort of an overarching plan for youth activities in Juneau, you know, there's obviously some, everybody's kind of doing their own thing. And the Boys and Girls Club was really doing something that, the Rally program in the school district is also doing.
Ritchie says both city and school district officials are interested in developing a plan to address Juneau's overall child care situation, and he says meetings will be held early next month to map out how that can be accomplished. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.